From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, August 7th, Sports Desk Live. Here's what matters this hour. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, undrafted King leads Panthers to comeback win versus Cardinals in Hall of Fame game. Undrafted rookie quarterback Haynes King ran in on the final play to give the Carolina Panthers a 33-30 victory over the Arizona Cardinals in the Hall of Fame game that kicked off the NFL preseason on Thursday night. Next, second from Sky Sports, 10 Bob Tommy chases the hat trick at Brighton. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Brighton Summer Festival. In today's feature, 10 Bob Tommy faces fierce competition led by LaQuinto in his pursuit of a hat trick for Sheena West in Charlie Bishop at Brighton. We have 6 races in all, live on Sky Sports Racing from 2:30 p.m. We have a competitive day's racing at Brighton on Friday. Live on Sky Sports Racing, 4-0 Brighton. 10 Bob Tommy and LaQuinto among strong bullet field. The Harry Bloom Memorial Brighton Bullet Handicap is the main event on the final day of the Brighton Summer Festival, where 10 Bob Tommy headlines 10 runners. Up next. Third, from BBC Sport Football, Who Am I? Guess Premier League star No. 18. So there's this game, Who Am I?, where you try to guess a Premier League player. The rules are pretty simple. They give you a new player every day, and you try to figure out who it is with as few guesses as possible. After each wrong guess, you get a new clue to help you out. The goal is to score points, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you get. A good score is 3, and if you can do it in 4 or 5, that's really impressive. The game is set up by Huzaifa Khan from BBC Sport. And then, fourth from BBC Sport Football, who will exit Chelsea? How Blues could cut 41-man squad. Chelsea's got a big problem on their hands, 41 players on the books and only 25 spots available in the Premier League squad. New boss Xabi Alonso is looking to cut the squad down significantly, with 16 players needing to be offloaded by September. The Blues have been stockpiling talent for years, but now they're paying the price. They've got a huge number of players on loan or not even training with the first team, and it's causing tension in the squad. Alonso is keen to reduce the number of players not involved to improve harmony and make the team more competitive. Chelsea have already started making moves, with defender Trevo Chalaba close to joining Como for £31 him, and goalkeeper Philip Jorgensen heading to Strasbourg on loan. But there are still plenty of players up for grabs, including Axel Di Sassi, Benoit Badiashile, and David Dotro Fofana. In midfield, Enzo Fernandez is available for sale with a £120 price tag attached. Moises Caicedo and Romeo Lavia are also key players who could be on the move. Up front, Mykhailo Mudryk is returning from a 20-month suspension and will need to be assessed for fitness. Chelsea's projected squad for next season looks like this. Sanchez, Penders, Sharman Lowe, James, Palestra, Tosin, Fofana, Lacroix, Ajayampong, Colwell, Hato, Chavaria, Caicedo, Fernandez, Barco, Lavia, Henderson, Quenda, Neto, Palmer, Estevao, Rogers, Gittens, Emega, Joao Pedro, and Welbeck. Next, fifth from Sky Sports. Britain's best prospect? Hickey is a real showman. Sam Hickey. The rising middleweight star is a real showman and could be the best prospect in British boxing. Sam Hickey is from a family of showmen, the community that travels the country running fairgrounds and carnivals. He could have been doing that for a living rather than boxing. Now the gifted middleweight is regarded as one of the most talented prospects in the country. Sam Hickey is a real showman. In fact, he's a member of the guild. Hickey is one of the best boxing prospects in Britain. Up next, sixth, from PFT Alt. Sean McVay declines to discuss Rams' plans for Australia travel. Sean McVay brushed off every question about the Rams' Australia trip. He told reporters he'd rather keep the details in-house and didn't see a need to share them. When pressed about strategy, he repeated and then. Seventh, from PFT Alt. Aaron Rodgers insists he doesn't care about criticism. He recently went on a rant on ESPN, criticizing Dr. Anthony Fauci and the network itself, and now he's facing backlash. Rodgers claims he doesn't care what people think, but his actions suggest otherwise. He recently posted photos of his reconciliation with his estranged family to counter criticism of his past behavior. Rodgers says he did it to put a narrative to rest, but if he truly doesn't care what people think, why would he bother? It seems like he's trying to control the narrative and silence his critics, which doesn't quite add up to his "I don't give a crap" attitude. Next, 8th, from Awful Announcing. NBC addresses Mike Vrabel-Deanna Rossini scandal during NFL Hall of Fame game. The NFL preseason kicked off with the Pro Football Hall of Fame game between the Carolina Panthers and Arizona Cardinals on Thursday night. The Football Night in America crew from NBC brought up the Mike Vrabel-Deanna Rossini scandal during halftime, previewing the Patriots' upcoming game against the Seattle Seahawks. Maria Taylor mentioned the controversy, asking Devin McCourty about its impact on the team. McCourty, a 3-time Super Bowl champion safety, said the team looks up to Vrabel when things get tough, but his character has been tested. Mike Tomlin, in his NBC debut, added that winning will quiet the noise if the Patriots get off to a fast start, but if they struggle, the controversy could get loud. Up next, 9th, from SB Nation. Caitlin Clark takes blame in Wild Fever loss to Aces. This can't happen. Indianapolis. It'll be hard to find any contest this WNBA season that compares to Thursday's Fever Aces showdown. Both teams had enormous scoring runs across the first 3 quarters, then played down to the final buzzer in overtime and regulation. A pair of costly miscues from Caitlin Clark at the end of each segment set up Chelsea Gray for 2 buzzer beaters, the first to send the game to the extra session and the second to give the Aces an improbable win. "We still battled," Clark said post-game. And then, 10th, from PFT Alt, Haynes King leads Panthers to 33-30 win on final play of Hall of Fame game. Haynes King wasn't drafted despite being the ACC Player of the Year last season. The Panthers signed the former Georgia Tech star quarterback as a free agent, and he showed Thursday night maybe someone should have drafted him. Third on the team's depth chart, King replaced veteran Kenny Pickett with 9:38 remaining in the first half and the Panthers trailing 14-7. King completed 21 of 34 passes for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns, a 15-yarder and a 5-yarder. He also ran for 39 yards on 3 carries, including scoring on a 5-yard jaunt on the final play of the game. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.